organizers of this very important event. Ladies and gentlemen, I stand before you as the founding member of the Nama Genocide Technical Committee, and I shall therefore speak in the capacity as its chairperson. Before I speak, may I first thank the organizers of this event for a job well done, for the invitation, and for the warm welcome that you have accorded me ever since I have arrived. The topic for which I have prepared my speech is acknowledgement of the German genocide in Namibia. I would like to open my statement by saying that we, especially the Nama in the Ovaherero, and indeed the rest of the Namibians for that matter, when we come to an event like this tonight, we should not regard Swakopmund, Loodrets, Shark Island, Chalantontonbay as just another town or towns in Namibia that are known to German tourists and high German government officials who will never miss it when they go to Namibia. Some of them go to Namibia in remembrance of the good old days of the German Kaiser Wilhelm II, who sent General von Trotha and others to execute the extermination order. They even refer to Swakopmund as Kleine Deutschland. Is that how Swakopmund should be seen? This is the question I shall briefly address in this speech of mine. Swakopmund and Loodrets have different meanings. For me, it means ocean, fishing, dance, desert, and many more. But above all, it means graveyard to me, where many of my people who survived the atrocities on the mainland were brought there and thrown into the notorious Swakopmund and Loodrets concentration camp, where so many of my people have died, whose graves are seen by those visiting those places. Ladies and gentlemen, these are the graves where the skulls that we fetched from Germany in the year 2011 were taken from, where some of these headless bodies were dumped in. After the heads were cut off to be used here in Germany as specimen by Germany. It is there in Swakopmund and in Loodrets where our women were forced to boil these heads and then to remove the soft boiled flesh before the skulls were packed in wooden boxes for experiment purpose in Germany. Some of these victims were known to women who were handling them because they were either their husbands, children, relatives, friends, or people they just knew. What can be more disgusting than that? But that was what our women had to do in those times. They had no choice because failing to do so, the extermination order would apply. They will be shot dead in fulfillment of that order. It was there in Loodrets and Swakopmund that our women were forced to dig the graves of their loved ones that were killed through the extermination order while the German soldiers were standing around with guns ready to shoot the women. It was there in Loodrets, Swakopmund, where many of the Ovaherero and the Nama people were shipped to Cameroon and Togo, and where many died of malaria and other tropical disease shortly after arrival. It was there in Loodrets and Swakopmund where many of the Nama and over 100 people were taken to Shark Island near Lourdes after it was realized that the concentration camp was getting fuller by the day. Down in Lourdes, many due to the extremely cold conditions and their bodies were thrown into the sea to feed the sharks and seals. Some of the remains of these people are having chains on them, having been discovered by divers. Many of the people who were taken to Lourdes and Swakopmund work on the railway line between Lourdes and Kaapstad under harsh conditions of the Namib Desert, which caused death to many of our people. It was from Swakopmund where the Nama prisoners of war were sent to Shark Island and where the bodies of 17 of them who died, including of a one-year-old girl, were decapitated by Dr. Bollinger, the concentration camp doctor on Shark Island, and were sent to Germany. One of these heads belongs to the great-grandfather of Chief David Friedrichs of Bethany. It was from there where over Herero groups of prisoners under the Chief Manasseh Chikesetti were taken to South Africa to work under the mines. It was there in Namibia, in Swakopmund, Lourdes, where all the German commissioners from Göring, Ludwig, von Vranquist, von Trotta, von Eskow, Fengo, Governor Lamper of Kobabas, Leutnant Ralph Zura of Okahandja, and many more landed with their tools of war, and also the poison that was put in the water points at Ozombozo Vindimba. They all landed there, and from there they went to different places and directions throughout Namibia. Therefore, ladies and gentlemen, Swakopmund and Lourdes, seen from the perspective of those events, should not be seen as a place or town only of pleasure during the Christmas season and other vacations, but should also be seen as places that are built on bones of our people who died during the 1904-1908 war of resistance. Many atrocities were committed against the Nama and the Herero people for no other crimes than that the fact that they refused to be colonized by the Germans. The atrocity committed against our people by Imperial Germany are what we say is genocide, and for which we demand reparation and an official apology from the German government. We must also take into account that the German officials, from ministers and members of the German parliament, agree with us that was genocide. The former Member of Parliament of Economy, Cooperation and Development, Heidi Mary Visoresuyol, sorry for the name, said in the year 2004 that these atrocities would be today be termed genocide. The Director of Foreign Affairs of Germany, Walter Lindner, who visited Namibia in February 2011, mentioned the word atrocities, and a good number of German members of parliament introduced the motion into the German parliament, which also acknowledged genocide, and they too demand restorative justice. The paramount chief of the Ovaherero, Dr. Kaimo Riroko, tabled a motion in the Republic of Namibia, Parliament of the Republic of Namibia, which was unanimously accepted and endorsed as genocide and called for reparation. So there is nothing new about the use of these words, and that is how history and historians have it. It seems to me that the only way who still don't want to believe or refuse to acknowledge that their forefathers committed this atrocity are the Namibian Germans. Maybe they have not read the German colonial history of Namibia. It would seem history has left them behind. What a pity. To pretend otherwise is tantamount to a rebellion against common sense, because the whole world know about Ovaherero and Nama Eneo. Ladies and gentlemen, I think the time has come that we, especially the Nama and the Ovaherero people, who were the primary and direct victims of General von Trotta's extermination order on Sunday, the 2nd October 1904, for the Ovahereros, and on Friday, 22nd April 1905, for the Namas, should stand up and ask for how long should we continue begging for talks with the German government. The German government is blatantly refusing to accept responsibility for the crimes of genocide against our people, and instead offer the so-called special initiative. Today, we are weak people, it should be noted, nowadays, however the winds of change are blowing all over the world. Those who take comfort in the present status quo, that we are weak, they are living in a full paradise. You cannot subjugate people forever, and please take note that the emotions of highly charged people cannot be suppressed indefinitely. Such emotions are like time bombs, which will have catastrophic consequences. The time will tell. Allow me to quote what the Right Honorable Prime Minister Dr. Hage Geingob of Namibia said when he told the ambassador, Mr. Omohung, "We cannot stop people from talking about reparation." And also when he said, "Let us handle this issue carefully and not tell people not to talk about reparation." Since the German government, through high-ranking government officials at different platforms, admitted its historical and moral responsibility and for the colonial atrocities and genocide committed by the predecessor's colonial government, the only sensible way forward is for it is officially acknowledged and subsequently open a trilogue with all the bona fide stakeholders by way of negotiation, as was the case with the German government, the State of Israel, and representatives of the Jews from all over the world. All these were equal stakeholders in the negotiation for Jewish Holocaust. In our case, we do not want to reinvent the wheel. The same must also apply to our situation. Any evasion will never put this matter to rest, nor can the German government and all their representatives in Namibia hope on forcing us to become silent, for we will never rest until justice is done to the Nama and the Ovaherero people. I thank you.